You know you're reading Maotai when you smell it. The picturesque town of about 10,000 in southwestern China is home to the world's most valuable liquor company and the soy sauce-like scent of the Chinese grain alcohol Beijiu, made by the eponymous Kuaitou Mutai Co., permeates the main street. But inside the liquor stores along the road, the distiller's name brands are all sold out. Lines from wherever bottles are available. The buying frenzy and resulting inventory shortages extend nationwide. Mutai Beijiu's fiery flavor and potential to appreciate in price is driving the blistering demand that in turn has pushed its market value to more than $145 billion. Well past the British whiskey giant by Agio PLC, the Chinese firm sells each bottle of its main Flying Fairy brand to distributors for
$969
and sets a suggested resale ceiling of $1,499. Yet they routinely go for double online and off. Its website is out of stock on shopping site JD.com. An
80-year
bottle is listed for
$19,888.
Chinese buyers say they like Mutai's Beijiu for its complex flavor and a purity that prevents hangovers. But its special manufacturing process also puts limits on its production. The grain and water used to make it must come from Maotai town, and the brew must be buried in urns for at least 4 years before it has sold. As the state-owned giant grapples with shortages, smaller rivals like Wuli and Yibing Coal are already starting to win more business. All that has put in Mutai's chairman, Yuan Renguo, in the difficult position of having to sustain growth even as his company literally runs out of liquor. In a rare interview in December, he said the answer will lie at least partly in introducing more ultra-premium and customized products that capitalize on the Mutai brand. 2,000 years ago, the Chinese calling card was lions. 1,000 years ago, it was Chinese porcelain. 500 years ago, it was tea leaves, and now it has local brands with their own intellectual property, he said. I believe Mutai is one of these. Fiery liquor. While few outside China buy the liquor, Mutai Beijiu is picked into national myth as the drink of choice for Communist Party leaders. It has what Mao Zedong and his comrades toasted with at the founding of the People's Republic in
1949.
Just 4 years ago, the distiller was battling base lockdown as an austerity drive in Beijing slashed the demand from government officials. But purchases by ordinary Chinese have more than compensated since then. Long 61 wants to sell more customized lines, like the HK
6,000 $767
bottles with the company's label that was created exclusively for a Macau junket operator. He has added more limited edition bottles like the ones Mutai created for the 17th anniversary of China's World War II victory over Japan. That one is listed for
$1,999
on the company's website. Though it has also sold out, then there's the opportunity to sell higher-priced mature Beijiu. The older the Beijiu, the more expensive and profitable it is. Since sales volume will stay constant next year, we think we can maintain revenue growth through this strategy, Yuan said, referring to the more premium products. Mutai expects revenue in 2017 to exceed $60 billion and to rise more than 10% in. Yuan, who has been at the company for 4 decades, is also attempting to increase production. But he said Mutai won't be able to produce more than 60,000 metric tons of its Beijiu annually, based on the land it controls. Well, that
is 53%
more than last year's production of
39,313
tons. The numbers reflect the endpoint to potential expansion. Analysts at Sanford C. Perestine Coat, Vestment Mutai, will have to limit its supply growth to 4% annually for the next 3 to 5 years to be able to sell the Flying Fairy brand sustainably without using up too much of its stores of aging liquor. The estimate Mutai boosted supply of Flying Fairy by 38% in 2001, implying it borrowed from the future in order to deliver a short-term result. Continuing this pace of depletion is not sustainable, said Bernstein analyst Ewan McLeish. Price hikes, in the face of production limits, the easiest way to keep revenue growing is, of course, to raise prices. An 18% price increase announced by Mutai in December drove its shares up more than 8%. Still, Beijing puts restrictions on the prices of high-end liquor, and as a state-owned enterprise, Mutai is also expected to display a certain public spirit, so relying too heavily on price increases of its basic brands isn't sustainable. The company has said it has asked affiliates to keep prices stable and told retailers to prevent hoarding. There is also the sense of social responsibility that Mutai must show, particularly as a profitable business. In Guizhou, one of China's poorest provinces, even as factories around the country embrace automation, its factory floor remains deliberately manpower-heavy. The ribbon on each Mutai bottle is still tied by hand. It has also just opened a non-profit university, Mutai University, the first in China to offer Beijing distillation as its core degree, to create even more experts on the luxury drink. Wu Yuanjian, 20, who recently enrolled, sees a distillation degree as an entry ticket into a hot business. I want to join the sales department of Mutai actually, he said. You can make more money there. Cash pile. Sitting on a massive cash pile of more than 69 billion yuan, the chairman's other plans include expanding the company's finance business through subsidiaries in insurance and asset management. He is also waiving public listings of 3 of its units, its e-commerce business, an agricultural arm, and another that sells its less expensive baijiu, known as shijiu or xiu liquor. Last year, Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated upgraded its price recommendation on Mutai's shares 14 times. Data compiled by Bloomberg Show and other analysts also issued bullish views. At the moment, there are 26 analysts with buy ratings, 3 with hold ratings, and no sell recommendations. But as the shares surged last year, the state-owned Xinhua News Agency urged investors to be more cautious, saying the stock should rise at a slower pace. The company issued its own statement saying analysts' share price targets and valuations in the market were overly high. After a brief decline, however, the shares resumed their surge and ended about 109% higher fall.